This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President Donald Trump is a one-man wrecking crew of the left. I feel like a movie announcer or a sports announcer. President Trump has defeated the Democrats yet again. Speaking of defeating the Democrats, President Trump appeared at a Washington Nationals game, and the media said he was booed. I didn't see the game. I saw bits and pieces. I was headed back from something, so I didn't get to see it. My son was giving me updates, and I heard that when they made the announcement that he was at the game, that he was booed. And I want to play the clip and see if you hear where he's booed. All right, here it is. I guess you could hear it. When I listened to it the first time, I couldn't hear it. Was that a bunch of boo? I'm sure there were. It's in D.C. You know, the swamp. But let me tell you something. They booed the wrong dude because Houston took it to him. Whoa. Houston took it to him. Three games all in D.C. Houston won. Now it goes back to Texas. Yeah. Houston took it to them. Good for them. Here's what I will tell you. You may not want to boo Donald Trump because he's a winner. When it's funny how people that go against him, I could probably do an entire show on the people that went against Donald Trump and see how they're doing. Because I think back on Omarosa. I think back on that guy, Michael Wolff, who wrote the book. Right? I think, Nate, show me somebody that did with Scaramucci. How's he doing? Michael Cohen? I'm just going off the top of my head. If you go back and you profile the people that Trump gave a chance to, and then they backstabbed him, and then where things ended up, and I'm going to tell you something. You're not talking about a guy who wastes time being vindictive. Donald Trump doesn't waste time being vindictive. You know, if you're out, you're out. But you can even get back in. Omarosa, for example, could get back in with Donald Trump. Y'all think of my producer, she could get back in with Donald Trump. All she's got to do is fess up, tell the truth. Say, you know what? I was trying to sell a book. I'll be honest with you. That would be the end. Donald Trump would embrace her and bring her back. Put her right back in the seat. He's not vindictive. You want to know how I know? Okay, my producers look at me. Let me tell you how I know. Because Donald Trump is a smart man. There's no money in being vindictive. There's no long-term gain in being vindictive. I was asked, I'm not going to go into detail, but we tried to make a deal with this group, and they just wasted my time. And we were very close to going after them, you know, to saying, okay, we're going to beat you so bad that, you know, we're going to shut you down. And I met with the team. I said, we don't need to do that. I said, we're just going to shoot right by them. Just shoot right by them. Let them run how they want to run. We'll shoot right by them. And in doing so, if they want to join at some point, because one of my coworkers goes, well, you know, at some point, maybe we could go back and read. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go back and make an offer or whatever. If it's done, it's done. What I really hate most is the waste of time of my staffers, because I put a lot of effort into this stuff. Anyway, I say we're not going to do that. But once we blow by them and they want to join what we're doing, we'll be happy to entertain it. But it'll be a very different deal when we do. So my point is this. We're not going to spend any negative energy on this stuff. And neither is Donald Trump. Donald Trump will get back at the Washington Nationals crowd by cleaning out those bureaucrats that dare booed him, and he will do it methodically, not vindictively, but just by implementing policy that says, okay, you want to boo me? I'm going to give you a reason to boo. And oh, for the other thing, when he exposes these Democrats, and the more that he does this, the more that the credibility ends up on his side, he can go back and go, boo me now. Boo me now. I tell my kids, I tell my coworker, I tell people I'm in business with, I'm not spending a minute of negative energy going after people. I get asked about partnerships and, hey, Kevin, you know, and I'm talking about from very, you know, people that can make things happen. Kevin, why don't you work with so-and-so? I can make it to where, you know, you are collaborating with this person or that person. And I go, no, thank you. I don't need to. You know, I know how those folks work, and I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to do something with somebody that I don't trust, you know, because you think that it's a good idea. I'm just going to do what I do, and then I guarantee you that person will come to me, and it will be in a very different vein. And what I'm talking about is there are people out there who feel as if they're doing better than you are. And so when they talk, you can just tell the way they talk to you, the way, and what's funny about it is in the political arena, I don't know if you guys are very much aware of this stuff, but it ebbs and flows. You know, like I'll give you an example. Alan West, 4 or 5 years ago was a big name. Now he's a name. You know, Candace Owens is an example, is a bigger name than Alan West. But then you ask yourself, why? There is no why. There's no rhyme or reason. It just is what it is. I've never been a big name. I've been a name. So I'm completely cool in relative obscurity. It's okay with me. But here's what we do. We methodically keep doing what we do. We do it well, and people recognize it. And I believe in my heart of hearts, and I always say it's all God's plan, what needs to happen for my organization will happen at the time that it needs to happen. Now, we don't rest on our laurels. We go do what we need to do. But I'm not sitting around here going, ooh, I'm going to get so-and-so. I want to be better than this person. I want to be talked about. We don't do that. We just go do what we do. And if we happen to blow by somebody, they're more than welcome to join in. But they'll join us on our terms. And I made that decision after Obama won. Because I said in 2012, I said, other people don't know how to do this. I hear people talk about, I'm going to bring the Latino vote. I'm going to bring the black vote. And I go, I look at what they're doing. I go, how are you going to do it? Show me how you're going to do it. Because I know how it needs to happen, and they aren't doing it. So why would I join that group? I know how to do it. My team is doing it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's discuss the candidates, but before we do that, let's talk about the media woes. I alluded to it in the last segment, saying that Donald Trump has defeated the media. He's defeated the left. He's defeating ISIS. He's defeated the fake news Russian narrative. He's defeated the fake news in the Ukraine stuff. He's defeated the cause of him being a racist. He's defeated the cause of him being a misogynist and a host of other things. He is a winner. And so are you, because you were smart enough to invest your time and energy into getting him elected. And if you're like most of us, you feel like your return on investment is the best that it has ever been in your life. And let me tell you, it is. Because the return on investment from Trump affects your 401k, it affects your job, it affects your quality of life, your happiness index, and a host of other things. In fact, he is helping you with your part of the Constitution or the preamble that says pursuit of happiness. You are finally able to pursue happiness. Oh, you still got to fight. Don't misunderstand me. Democrats don't let you just be happy, you know, just fat, dumb, and happy. You got to fight. But this is the best time in your political life that you have the ability, that you have, you know, got a chance. Because you didn't have a chance up to this. Man, the deck had been stacked against you. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Boy, did they stack the deck. But media woes. Emerald Robinson tweeted this. Did you notice what happened to the corporate media? Huffington Post is for sale. USA Today will stop its newspaper. CNN has lost its audience. NBC is hostage to multiple sex scandals. ABC got caught doctoring war video. It's all crashing down. Look, there's a lot more media woes than that. A lot more. These online leftist rags don't get nearly the amount of traffic that they used to get. Our traffic got shut down as conservatives in a cabal with Google and Facebook and Twitter and all of them. Leftists are losing audience because nobody gives a crap about their stuff. Even when people are helping promote their brands, they can't get anything. I'm just telling you. Even online, New York Times, Washington Post, even online, their numbers are dropping. I mean, they're gaining because of the way that online is working. They were fledglings 5, 6, 10 years ago, and now they're just starting to really put an emphasis in online. So they're gaining, but they're not gaining at the rate that they should be gaining. Fake news is what they see it as. I'm talking about all of them. Don't feel bad. Don't look at their numbers. They are all suffering. And I'll tell you this. I don't even go to a WAPO or New York Times or any of the leftists as for an article. I look at the headline. Then I'll Google or do a Bing search on another headline, and I'll go to an opinion page or something like that to get the data. I don't go to their sites. I don't. When they put up a title like Donald Trump, is he going to be impeached? I don't go because I don't want them thinking, oh, he clicked on it. He wants Donald Trump impeached. I'm just schooling you guys on how media works. They do a title to see if you they can draw you in, a clickbait title. I want to draw you in. Donald Trump's going to go down. Oh, I want to see what's happening. Then you read the story and there's no way Donald Trump's going to go down, but the title got you. So they go, okay, maybe that's what everybody wants. So we'll gear it that way. And then they think that that's what everybody wants. And in fact, it isn't. Not at all. Donald Trump did something kind of funny. I don't know if you guys saw this. Todo con Biden. The Biden campaign failed to purchase Todo con Biden, or even lock down the Twitter Todos con Biden, before announcing this new effort that they were going to go out and pursue the Latino vote. So the Trump campaign is using Todos con Biden to mock Biden with a landing page in both English and Spanish that says, oops, Joe forgot about Latinos. The reelection team said they bought the URL for a minimum cost after the Trump campaign's coalition team noticed that the URL for the new effort was still up for grabs. The Biden campaign continues to be inept and with a deeply flawed candidate, is what somebody commented. That is funny. I mean, look, if you're going to announce a campaign like that, you do need to go ahead and make the purchase in advance of stuff because people beat you to it. They're very sharp folks. And that's exactly what happened with Joe Biden. Todos con Biden. Speaking of Joe Biden, let's do some Democratic updates. It says, here's an article. Look no further than Pearl City Station, a plain brick building set along the banks of the Mississippi River to understand the growing sense of uncertainty seeping into the Democratic Party's 2020 primary contest. I chuckle as I read that because it's like, you know the Democrats are uncertain. I've been talking about this for the better part of a year. The Democrats want anybody. Will anybody fog this mirror? Can anybody give us a pulse that can beat Donald Trump? Let me give you the short answer, Democrats. No. But they need something. If the Democrats could build a candidate, they still couldn't beat Donald Trump. If they could build it, we want a black woman who is a legislator, okay, who is perceived as smart, But, oh, wait, we have one, but she slept her way to the top, and she's actually really dumb, and she's too much of a soul. So, you get what I'm saying? Even as they start to build the camp, okay, we want a black man that has legislative experience, light skin, but no Negro dialect. It'd be really good because he'd follow, oh, wait, he's following Obama, and Obama was a failure. Okay, who else do we have? Okay, let's go with an Asian. So, we've got an Asian, preferably a woman, but then they probably wouldn't make it. So they start stereotyping. Because she'd be too meek, or maybe she'd be overbearing as a tiger mom. I'm not sure. Okay, let's go with an Asian man who's a businessman. Yeah, okay, yeah. And so they got Yang, right? What are they going to do with Yang? Nothing. Julian Castro's campaign is in death throes. The doctor came in and went, there's nothing more we can do. it's toast. His campaign is toast. Cory Booker said, if I don't get $1.7 million into my campaign right away, we're going to have to shut it down. Spartacus is begging for money. Spartacus. These people are in bad shape. I'll go on. Inside, 200 Iowa Democrats recently sized up Joe Biden, former VP and one of the party's leading presidential candidates. He engenders respect and admiration, but generates little excitement. They said he births. They use the word engenders. I don't know who wrote this, but that's not the right word. Anyway, they go on. One elderly man sitting in the back of the room fell asleep as the former vice president shared his vision for America's future in unusually hushed tones for nearly 45 minutes without taking questions. Afterward, David Metz, a member of the County Democratic Committee, said that despite a campaign season that has already featured millions of dollars spent, countless of miles logged and four debate stages, there is a deepening feeling of indecision among local voters who have less than 100 days to finalize their pick. More on this when we come back. Democrats are in big trouble.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As wildfires in California continue to rage on, they're now threatening the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
John Highbush, executive director of the Reagan Library, speaking about what's next for them.
There'll be nobody working here today, that's for sure. The only people working here today are a lot of heroic firemen and firewomen up in the air and on the ground. It's the closest this library's ever come to this kind of a danger, so this is really serious stuff, but so far they seem to be right on top of it.
The Fed Reserve is cutting its benchmark Fed funds rate by a quarter of a percentage point to 1.5%. This is the third straight meeting that the Fed has cut the rates. The move was widely expected by Wall Street economists. The Fed Reserve Board is concluding a two-day meeting in Washington. The board also says the U.S. economy is rising at a moderate rate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are we going to do, lament the Democrats? Holy crap, we got a lot of candidates, but we got a lot of turds. That's what they're really trying to tell you. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Look, Democrats, I understand you get mad at me. You get mad at my language choices. People on the radio. Kevin, you can't get a national radio show saying the word turd. Sure you can. Turds. Turd, excrement, poo-poo, poop, whatever you want to call it. That's what the Democrats have. That's what their field represents, poop. There's nothing there to excite the base. The Democrats are the party of go after Trump, the best president in modern history. People are feasting right now over what Donald Trump has done for their 401ks, for their job prospects. Unemployment at record lows for multiple groups, women, Latinos, blacks, the country at large. Median income gap closed between blacks and whites. The unemployment gap for the first time closed significantly between blacks and whites. That is a huge thing. Donald Trump bringing back manufacturing jobs. I don't know what the union vote was before. Probably 25-30% went Republican. Add another 5 points onto that. The black vote, we are impacting ourselves. I got a project where we just said, hey, look, start looking at issues objectively. It isn't partisan. The project that we are running is not partisan in any way. It's not meant to get blacks to vote Democrat or Republican. It's merely meant to make blacks open up and take a look at issues that are, you know, not unique, but certainly impact the black community in more ways than most, and make up your mind. Be an informed voter. It is an education project, and that project is going to expand. It's being done in conjunction with the Tea Party community, with Unhyphenated America. We've got a SeekingEducationalExcellence.org that is looking at the education system and saying, when do we stop the madness where we spend $1.7 trillion? We get dumber kids who are trained in how to be militant in social justice. They don't know science, technology, engineering, and math, but they do know how to be militant. They know how to be against their parents. They know how to be against religion, against the military, against America in general. They learn that from militant professors. How about we start going after these people? How about we start building a coalition of parents that is larger than the number of teachers and is well-funded that can go after and push back on sexualization of our children? People talk to me all the time, Kevin, we need to have school choice. No, you don't. Let me tell you what you need. You need schools that you've already paid for to actually implement the policies that you want. Why would we put a bureaucratic layer on top of this? It's like making a cake that's got dog crap, and you're going to put some nice frosting and stuff around what when you eventually cut into what is in the dog crap. It's like a buddy of mine said, if you have a peanut butter sandwich that's 99% peanut butter and 1% doo-doo, what is it? Let me tell you what it is for me. It's a doo-doo sandwich, not a peanut butter sandwich. We allow ourselves to do crazy things. We school choice. I want to be able to take my child out of a bad school and put him in a good. How about this? How about we have good schools? How about we do that? That would be a really interesting thing to say. We're going to make sure that the money we're investing in our schools is actually used in the right way. You don't think there's enough money in our school system? Understand this, folks. Big education is larger than big oil. It is larger than big pharma. It is larger than big tobacco by almost $500 billion. It is bigger than all of those industries, not combined, but I'm saying individually. It is larger. And it is not, at least with big tobacco, you get to smoke. With big pharma, you get medicine, right? What's the other one? Big oil, you get stuff for your car. With big education, you're getting a losing battle. You have kids who cannot read. They're going into college. Let me give you a stat. 80% of kids across the country graduate. 69% of black kids graduate. 48% of black kids graduate in Nevada. 53% of black kids graduate in Oregon, one of the most progressive states in the country. 53% of black people graduate. You hear anybody complaining? You hear the NAACP up there going, y'all need to educate these black kids. No. You don't hear anything. Black kids go to college. They read at between a 7th and an 8th grade level. Black kids read at just under a 7th grade level. Black kids... 60% of black students that go to college do not graduate, but they have the most debt. It is a racist system, and you need to be part of it. You as a parent or a grandparent, a concerned American, need to go join SeekingEducationalExcellence.org and become one of our members willing to help cut the head off of this snake. The education system is racist. It wants your kid to fail. Yeah, I said it. Anyway, I want to go back to these Democratic candidates. The reason why the Democrats are struggling is I just gave you part of it. They see a problem and they exacerbate the problem. They want to fix problems with more problems. They put bureaucracy on top of bureaucracy. They know how to play the game. And so this guy said, of the Democrats, he says, nobody knows what to do. The electorate doesn't know who they want to vote for. They're all afraid. They say there's lots of anxiety. Right now, I just heard Buttigieg, or whatever his name is, he's surging. He's surged into third place in the Iowa caucuses. He's now the new shiny object again. Why? Because they don't like any of the front runners. They don't like Joe Biden. They don't like Bernie Sanders. And they don't like Elizabeth Warren. They've already told you they don't like Kamala Harris. She's been going down in flames. All of them. So now, okay, rinse and repeat. Buttigieg, you're the new shiny object. Yang has raised a little bit more money than most. But they're dissing Tulsi Gabbard. I don't care about Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, she's still a radical leftist as far as I'm concerned. But for Democrats, she represents the fresh face of the future. I told you guys, they got young women, three black people running, three black folks running. I know you've only heard of two. There's a guy named Wayne Gassam or something. He's running. He's like a mayor of a city. He's running. He's a mayor of a city like Buttigieg, but I guess he's not gay. He's black, but he's not gay. Too bad he's not gay, because he'd probably be getting more coverage. I just want to give you an update on these candidates. That's all. That's all I want to do. I want you to understand where these guys are. It says, in almost every campaign cycle, there comes a phase of indifference, fear, and difficult questions. But in the 2020 cycle, Democrat officials hope that the fervent desire to beat Trump would eventually lead to an enthusiastic embrace of the presidential field. But it hasn't. And here's the other problem for the Democrats. While they've lost some people, you know, what's his face? De Blasio dropped out. Others have dropped out. They still got a lot of people in there taking up, soaking up money. Millions of dollars that could be going to them. Let me give you an example. Steyer. Steyer has put $46 million into his own campaign. A campaign that was doomed from the start. But Steyer could have put that $46 million into somebody else's campaign that had a legitimate shot. But he isn't. He's eating up his own. And here's what the beautiful thing of Tom Steyer, who's financing his own campaign and hanging in there. He's only raised, in the last quarter I looked at his numbers, he raised like $2.6 million. He's got 48, but he put 46 in it himself. They could have gone to another candidate. But here's the thing. He's got too much ego. Even when he gets out, he may not give any money to the candidate who makes it. Because he can't really say, well, he was the better candidate. Or she was the better candidate. So he's going to keep his money and, you know, take his ball and go home. But many people in Silicon Valley, they don't even like these candidates. The reason why Elizabeth Warren, who was supposed to step into the next phase after Biden started going down, the reason why she can't is because the Wall Street people that she's offended, they are not going to give money to her. The people in Silicon Valley, she wants to shut them down. Even Facebook and Google and people like that can't get behind her. That's why she can't get any traction. The Democrats, folks, are eating their own. The lack of enthusiasm, they write, for Biden's candidacy underscores a broader trend emerging in the states that matter most in the Democratic Party's high state presidential nomination fight. Primary voters appear to be getting less certain of their choice as election day approaches. They're less certain. They're afraid. And rightfully so. They're afraid because none of the people that are in there are espousing any of the things that they've been taught as Americans. If there's any time for us to seize the day, this is it. This is it. The historically large field, while in part of the measure of the desire to oust the incumbent president, has also made it harder for the top contenders to forge a more focused contest. 9 Democrats so far have qualified for the party's November debate, and a dozen more are still fighting for attention. Among the top tier, the liabilities of Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Senator Bernie Sanders, in particular, are becoming more visible as Iowa's February 3rd caucuses approach. They are concerned their top candidates are showcasing the flaws of the party. If you think they're showcasing it now, wait a couple of weeks. Wait till what's going to come out about these Democrats. When we come back, I want to go into their money because I think it's important to understand that your heart goes with your money. And the Democrats are failing. And there's a reason for it. They don't have any answers. And their populist knows.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The economy is booming, and it is only going to get better between now and 2020. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I say this with confidence, and it's a very simple formula. The United States has an $800 billion, almost $1 trillion trade deficit every year with multiple countries around the globe. President Trump has revamped those trade policies. Those trade policies take a while. You know, it's like an ocean liner. You don't turn on a dime, but they're starting to turn. And as that turns, it's putting this money back into the U.S. economy. Now, the president has already put an estimated $2 trillion back into the U.S. economy that comes in soft money, money that you don't see, but money that is really there. Businesses no longer have the bureaucracy, the red tape that they had under Barack Obama, so they're free to invest. Then the president did something that we've probably forgotten. Nobody's thought about it since then, but he gave the tax breaks back to business. He said America's open for business. So he first opened it for American companies, but he also opened it for people to invest in America. And they're starting to do that. And that is impacting the economy. And all of that's going to help to, it's not going to bring down the debt, but it's going to stop the growth of the debt for some time. So now the president is looking at Medicare, Medicaid, some of these entitlements, but he's doing it on the sly. I'm not going to go into detail on that, but that's starting to happen a little bit. And hopefully they got to issue either a continuing resolution in order to fund the government, which is what we've been doing now for decades. And I don't know what the president's going to do, but he claimed he wasn't going to sign another resolution like he did before if they that's a continuing resolution, whatever. It's to keep funding the government. But he says he's not going to do another one unless it meets his financial goals. So we'll see what happens there. So there's a lot on the table, a lot of things moving along. But it's all good news for the Republicans. Because all along the way, and I've talked about it earlier in the broadcast, all these things that were supposed to bring Trump down have actually made him stronger. It's like they keep shooting him, and they say, stop shooting him. It's making him more powerful. He's becoming irradiated. So whether it's Muslim issues, you've got the squad, you know, the Omar and Tlaib and AOC, who believe more in terrorists and illegals than they do in American citizens. He's got them bolstering him, shooting bullets at him, making him stronger. He's absorbing their power. He's got people like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler who claim that he had Russian collusion and then claim that there was obstruction and then claim that he was conspiring to get rid of Joe Biden with Ukraine. And what's happening there? Joe Biden's fading so bad. People are kind of going, who? Joe who? Well, what was Trump trying to? Why would he go conspire with Ukraine to beat a guy who's not even really going to be in the race? So that's fading away. The Me Too movement is going through triage because Katie Hill, as it turns out, congressman, superstar female for the Democrats, well, she's molesting staffers. I mean, here's Donald Trump talking about grabbing people by the naughty bits. Well, guess what old Katie was doing? She was walking through there going, hey, how they hanging, Kev? It's fun to watch. Just trying to put it in perspective. You got Democrats who don't like any of their candidates. None of them. If Democrats had to elect the president and they were running individually, other would be their president. You get what I'm saying? They don't want Biden. They don't want Warren. They don't want Sanders. They don't want Kamala Harris. They don't want Cory Booker. They don't want Yang. They don't want Klobuchar. They don't want whomever. Name them. They want other. Other beats every other candidate. God forbid you put Michelle Obama in. She'd win hands down with no legislative experience, nothing. The only thing she brings to the party is being the wife of baby black Jesus. And for the record, I want to be very clear. Put her in there. Donald Trump will whoop her head too. He will clean the clock of Michelle Obama. You know, whatever. Use whatever metaphor you want. There are people out there always, if Michelle Obama runs, Donald Trump will beat her. He'll beat her handily. You guys have to learn how to understand the mind of a warrior. Lack of enthusiasm for Democrats has them begging for somebody. Will Bloomberg join in? Will Hillary Clinton run again? There hasn't been a single question about Michelle Obama. Not one, because she ain't running. Number one. And let me tell you, Hillary Clinton wouldn't dare get back in this race. Not dare. Hillary Clinton's going to be lucky to stay out of prison after Durham delivers his report. Because they're investigating the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation. She would be lucky to stay out of prison. The shrapnel that is going to hit the Democratic Party when the Durham report is released. And Kevin, you're putting all your eggs in there. I'm not putting all my eggs in anything. I didn't put all my eggs in the Russian collusion basket. I knew Trump would come out clean because there was no Russian collusion. It was all orchestrated. Ukraine. I don't know how it's funny to me. Biden did exactly what they claimed Trump did, and they wanted to brush that over. Well, guess what happened? Trump is winning, and Biden is losing. Biden will not be the nominee for the Democrats. I said it once. I said it 1,000 times. Democrats have far worse problems, folks, than the economy. This beautiful, this big, beautiful economy that Mexico is going to pay for. The Democrats got far bigger problems than that. The Democrats have a perception problem. And the perception problem is about to become, wait for it, folks, a reality problem. See, it's one thing when you've been perceived to be something, like you're dating a girl and she perceives you to be a knight in shining armor, and then you that kind of fails and you tarnish a bit, right? Maybe you didn't come fix that flat. She found out you didn't know how to fix a flat. And she's like, "What? You can't even fix a flat? What kind of guy are you?" And you go, "Yeah, but I did call AAA." "Oh, okay, I'm sorry." But then she finds out you don't have the money to pay AAA. And then she's like, uh-oh. You get what I'm saying? Then it becomes a reality problem. Not only can I not fix a flat, I can't even pay for AAA. Now you got a real problem. The Democrats have a reality problem coming up. See, it was one thing that people were perceiving them as being a party of deviousness and so on and so forth. It's a whole other when the reality hits in. So they say, major donors and party leaders across the country have publicly and privately raised concern about the direction of the primary election. But interviews with dozens of primary voters across Iowa and New Hampshire reveal a pervasive feeling of unease. Unease. Trump War Room tweeted this. Big states tonight for Sleepy Joe. Since he launched his campaign, he's done zero Sunday show interviews. 60 Minutes is only his fourth national TV interview. His campaign has no money and no momentum. Let me give you some numbers, because I wanted to track these campaigns, and I pulled up these numbers. These are from fundraising through September of 2019. We've talked a little bit about this. I told you, Tom Steyer, $49.6 million, $2.6 million banked this quarter. That's it. So, and most of the money that is in his campaign he gave, but he is the top fundraiser for the Democrats because he funded it himself. Bernie Sanders, $28 million of money in. Money banked this quarter, $6.5 million, and he's got a lot of dollars out. Elizabeth Warren brought in $24.7 million. She's got $5.9 million this quarter, and she's got a ton of it that's gone out. A ton. Buttigieg banked $19.2 million. He's got $710,000 banked this quarter. This is what they call the spin, how much money they're spending at a given time. Joe Biden collected $15.7 million. He didn't bank any money this quarter. He's a negative $1.9 million. Kamala Harris brought in $11.8 million that quarter that I'm talking about. She is a negative $2.7 million. If you want to read the numbers, you can see from those two, they're going downhill fast. Cory Booker banked $6 million. He's upside down $1.1 million. You want to know who's doing really well? Andrew Yang, $9.9 million that he brought in this quarter, $5.5 million banked. So his what they call burn rate is better than anybody. Everybody else is practically negative. Everybody. But I mentioned burn rates. Steyer, 95% burn rate. Bernie Sanders, 55% burn rate. Elizabeth Warren, 57% burn rate. They're burning through their money faster than they can bring it in. That's their real problem. Donald Trump's burn rate is practically
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.